Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Blizzard conditions and severe cold are creeping in now for much of the country.
No one is ever ready for the cold, especially in negative degrees.
And it could threaten travel plans for millions of Americans. WBBM-TV's Asal Reza is in Chicago.
Chicago O'Hare specifically saying 500 staff are on hand 24-7 through the next few days. They've got 350 pieces of snow removal equipment, 5,000 tons of salt, and over 40,000 gallons of de-icer.
Not much better on the road where snow and ice could be a problem.
I'm Jim Crisula, along I-85 in Gibsonville, North Carolina. Thomas Harmon will be among the masses hitting the road for Christmas. He's going to spend the holiday with family in East Tennessee.
Hang around each other and enjoy each other's company. Life's too short. Want everybody to be safe and have a blessed holiday.
Progress on Capitol Hill.
The $1.7 trillion spending bill appears poised to pass the Senate. If the House passes it and President Biden signs the bill soon, it would avoid a partial government shutdown set for midnight Friday. Winter storm conditions have prompted many lawmakers to race towards votes to avoid being stranded in Washington for the holidays.
That's CBS's Steve Dorsey. The House Select Committee's final report on January 6 could drop at any minute, but CBS's Scott McFarland says we do have part of it.
We have 200 pages of Cassidy Hutchinson transcripts, and as we look at them closer, we recognize these are the later Cassidy Hutchinson interviews after her appearance before the January 6th committee this summer. So what they just released are a bunch of transcripts related to the alleged witness tampering, somebody trying to pressure Hutchinson, perhaps through legal representation, well into the January 6th committee investigation.
Former FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried can post a $250 million bond now and live with his parents in California while awaiting trial on financial crimes charges. Here's CBS Morning's anchor Gail King.
He's accused of using billions of dollars in FTX customers' funds for personal purchases, political donations, and to repay some loans. Bankman-Fried says, yes, he made some mistakes, but he denies committing any fraud.
The U.S. just hit Russia with more sanctions. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
This latest round of sanctions targets Russian defense contractors, suppliers of equipment to the Russian Navy. The State Department says the move is a response to Moscow's interference with Ukrainian exports of food and grain. A deal to allow the resumption of grain shipments was struck in July, but the port of Odessa shut down for a day earlier this month because of Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-874-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
It's a whole new game when the Badgers face Oklahoma State for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix on December 27th. Your business can be a part of the action right here on your local Civic Media radio station, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Learn how you can share your Badgers pride during the game, airing locally and streaming everywhere. Call 715-424-1300. 715-424-1300.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. COVID testing has been canceled for today, December 22nd, at the Ruth Gilfrey Center in Portage County. Testing will resume next week on Tuesday from 1 to 5 p.m. and Thursday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can still request free at-home COVID tests from the SayYesCOVIDTest.org website. Visit Wausau is anticipating a boost to the economy in the tens of millions of dollars with the expansion of services planned for Rib Mountain State Park. The master plan has unveiled the addition of several biking and hiking trails, two more ski areas, and bringing back camping to the park. The community will need to capitalize on these improvements by drawing people to the area to take advantage of these available activities. There is no set date for the completion of the park expansion yet. The master plan revision was modified and approved by the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board at their December 14th meeting. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Chance of snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High of 9, northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for snow again, tonight 7 below, overcast. High of 1, tomorrow, snow likely. About an inch of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 3 below.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Whoa, we're gonna have company!
Brian, bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. He's Brian. We got Kelvin on the board. Thank you very much, Kelvin, for rocking out and producing the greatest radio show on these stations across Civic Media today. I'm going to claim it, Brian. I'm going to claim that title for us on this Thursday.
Well, there's no one else to challenge us, so.
Well, Kristen might, but she's up Kristen in Wisconsin might. Rapids, and she's probably
but she's already
today.
She's already gone, so, I mean, by default, we're there.
She set the bar, and now we're going to exceed it.
Yeah, totally.
Folks, you're listening around the state here in Madison on Devil Radio, where Brian and Calvin actually is really the one holding down the fort in the Shaw.
I'm not holding any fort down. I'm at home. I'm looking out the window, and I am closing the window. I'm closing the shades.
I don't have
any. Just not
going
to look out there.
I don't have blinds yet in this room. I don't really talk a lot about the home improvement projects that are going around Casa de Mathers right now, but this room, the study, is does not have any blinds, so I kind of block the extra sun coming in through that window behind me. But
we really like ours. I'll give you some recommendations that you can ignore, and it'll be great.
No, they're just very expensive, so I don't purchase them.
Oh, they're always
they're very expensive. Yeah, no. So it's, we've been selectively adding blinds to room by room. The living room just got some.
Just
so.
Get a card, suck it up, and buy them, and then you're done. Then you're done.
No, not yet. But
all right, I'm just trying to help.
Yes.
Anyway, welcome everybody.
Welcome to
it's doing tangents. We have tangented our faces off already.
That's okay, folks.
There are things to talk about today.
Hopefully, you're staying safe out there in these blizzard-like conditions that are sweeping across Wisconsin, just like Civic Media radio stations outside of the Shaw and Devil Radio. You're also listening on Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, Lake Air, which is probably a little bit more of a frozen air today up in Amory. And
oh, that's Lake Air.
Those are some cool breezes coming off the lake up in Amory today, and as well as Radio from the Center in Richland Center. You want to share a tangent with us on this Thursday afternoon, 844-967-2789. That is the number to call. But Brian, there is a lot to talk about.
Yeah. First thing, though, very important. I'm going to share a tip, which I'm going to probably implement. I'm going to say in the 2 minute break at the end of this segment here. Folks, little fun weather hack for the weekend and for the holiday, really, for both holidays back to back within a week.
All the holidays, yeah.
All of the holidays, all the big ones, all the things that you basically drinking. Okay, anything you're going to drink for, this is for you. If you're going to drink this week, and let's say if you like Irish cream, you have some Irish whiskey laying around, some Irish cream and stuff. Maybe you want to throw in some Kahlua in there, maybe a little Frangelico, whatever. You know, a lot of times to get those cold, you either leave them in the fridge and they take up a lot of room, or, you know, you want to get them cold, but you put the ice in and then the ice waters it down and it's watery and you're like, eh. But then you don't want something hot necessarily either, because you're already inside and you have 15 sweaters on because for whatever reason, the older people in the room get really angry when other people are comfortable. And they make you put on more sweaters and more layers. So you have to put on 15 freaking layers of clothing so that other people can feel comfortable about you sweating in front of them. And then you need to drink maybe a cold beverage, but you say you want to do the Irish cream. I say make ice cubes out of coffee.
Ooh, that's a nice little trick there.
Now, fun thing, I got this little tray of like little mini tiny ice cubes that like make it crushed. So there's like little tiny little droplets of coffee that you can just put a little handful in and make a drink. I think I'm going to do that in the
I think I have a little leftover coffee in my coffee pot, so I may also have to try this trick for this upcoming holiday weekend.
Oh, it's a hack. It's a life hack.
Yeah, it is an excellent hack. And if you're traveling, stay safe, because it's pretty cold out there right now. This is a little clip that I found today, and I want to share it because...
Did you know that there's a weather advisory going on? Did you know that there's some weather happening in this general vicinity of Wisconsin?
And this happens from time to time here at Civic Media, but you know, you get tasked with something that's not necessarily something you do every day. And there's a poor sports reporter in Iowa, Brian, Mark Woodley, who got tasked because all of the local sporting events were canceled due to this polar cyclone, whatever you want to call it, blizzard. I don't know. There's a new name.
Biggest storm you've ever seen.
It has a new... We're apparently naming winter storms now, Brian. But this gentleman, Mark Woodley, got tasked with being the morning weather reporter during the snow today. And so, Calvin, if we could play it for the people, this is what Mark Woodley... This is how he gave his weather report updates throughout this morning's broadcast on the local news in Iowa.
Mark, how are you feeling out there?
Again, the same way I felt about 8 minutes ago when you asked me that same question, right? I normally do sports. Everything is canceled here for the next couple of days. So what better time to ask the sports guy to come in about 5 hours earlier than he would normally wake up, go stand out in the wind and the snow and the cold and tell other people not to do the same. I didn't even realize that there was a 3:30 also in the morning until today.
Same, Mark.
It's absolutely fantastic, Ryan. You know, I'm used to these evening shows that are only 30 minutes long, and generally on those shows I'm inside. So this is a really long show. Tune in for the next couple hours to watch me progressively get crankier and crankier. How do I get that Storm Chaser 7 duty? I feel like Clint got the better end of that deal. You know, that thing's heated. The outdoors currently is not heated. Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that I can still feel my face right now. The bad news is I kind of wish I couldn't. Can I go back to my regular job? I'm pretty sure, Ryan, that you guys added an extra hour to this show just because somebody likes torturing me, because compared to 2.5 hours ago, it is just getting colder and colder. Live in Waterloo for the last time this morning. Thankfully, I'm Mark Woodley, News 7 KWWL.
So that was local sports reporter Mark Woodley for Waterloo, Iowa, giving the weather report throughout the blistering colds this morning. And Brian, I don't know why we stick reporters out there still in the live shots for these conditions. You really don't have to. Do you not understand that it's cold outside without somebody standing outside telling you it's cold outside?
Well, that's why you have a guy in studio putting the different cameras around town, and then you see things in the square going on.
Well, it's We've always done it this way. We've always sent a reporter out there with a camera, so we need to continue always sending a reporter out there with a camera, because that's just the way it goes, Brian.
That's the Wisconsin way. Was it done one way one time before? Yeah. We're never going to change ever again.
Something that has happened here in the past, that they've done it this way a number of years now, is Governor Tony Evers has thrown a holiday party at the executive residence, the governor's mansion, here in Madison, and has invited, I believe, I don't know the invite list every single year, but reporting from Scott Bauer over at the Associated Press indicates that he's invited other members of the Republican Party in the past, but very scarcely attended in years past. But Brian, it seems like there may be some success for Governor Tony Evers trying to achieve a more bipartisan tone in Madison, because this year there were a couple more Republicans. Andre Jacques was in presence. There was a numerous Republican lawmakers in a video that Governor Tony Evers shared this week for the how the holiday party went. He's spoke recently with Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu. He is scheduled, I believe, next week to speak with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Oh, they're going to talk. Oh, it's going to be
epic. I don't believe cocktail weenies were served at the party, so I don't believe he attended.
Yeah, bad things happened last time.
But yeah, it's interesting to see that with all of the talk that's been made about whether or not we're going to get some more bipartisan efforts of camaraderie here in Madison, Evers is extending the olive branch, it seems like. And yes, there's going to be very big differences when it comes to the 2023-2025 budget that will be discussed coming up at early next year.
Yeah,
it's like Evers taking the right steps and at least extending kind words throughout the holiday season and inviting them to the executive residence for the holiday party.
Two of my favorite words that I've really come to, like, when I'm in a sticky situation, let's say, or in a I could probably go either way, but I don't know which way is the best way to go. Mm-hmm. The good cover word for everything is plausible deniability. So by Evers being like, hey, come on down to the residence, let's talk, let's hang out, I'm opening it up for you, I'm being available to you, hey, extended an olive branch, congratulations, great stuff. But I really don't think he thinks that anything's going to happen, because he just had a listening session, and the people want, like, funding for schools.
What Evers wants. Because
what Evers wants.
It's weird when all of the voters in Wisconsin send Evers back with the, I believe, second largest margin in recent years. The only other elected official receiving a larger margin, Senator Tammy Baldwin, in 2018.
Mm. Oh, yeah. She destroyed.
Leah Vukmir did not do well.
It was really, like, horrible. Like, really bad.
It was, like, a Wisconsin not even landslide. Good at all. Yeah, it was a Wisconsin landslide. And we'll talk a little bit more about Senator Baldwin and what she's been doing in Washington, D.C. a little bit later in the show. But yeah, the Wisconsin voters want the priorities that they're sending their governor to Madison to enact. But the gerrymandering and the legislative maps that we have here in Wisconsin send a different set of leaders to the legislature. And so it's very telling that yes, we're not likely to see the priorities that Evers wants, but it's going to be interesting to see how the bipartisan nature of 2023 is going to shake out after a little holiday party earlier this week. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents.
I just want to know what those conversations go like. That's
all. Yeah. To be a fly on the wall. 844-967-2789. Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
Light the lamp.
Go away! Captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies, please notify us at 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids 54495 or call 715-424-1300. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is an equal opportunity employer and encourages women and minorities to apply.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. He's Brian. We got Calvin on the board. You on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. And Brian, it's pretty interesting to see the response that Governor Tony Evers gets at a listening session that he already, only weeks beyond re-election, is going and trying to take the message to the people and find out what they want to see in their upcoming budget. And the stark difference between Democratic officials in Wisconsin and Republican officials for trying to get feedback from their constituents and reflect that in actual policies that they achieve in either Madison or Washington, D.C. is just incredible. Incredible.
It's not even like competing ideologies of people. You know, like the last time I remember Republicans hearing what the people wanted to hear or to say was about fair maps. And they had a open session and the people came in and literally every single person spoke in favor of fair maps. And then LeMahieu and Voss, who were listening and had all the people in front of them say that, said, "Oh, well, we're not going to do that. See you, bye."
Yeah.
By contrast, Tony Evers is going around the state, find out when he's near you. If you have a differing opinion, I'd love to hear it. I think this would be great. And Tony Evers would love to hear your differing opinion if you have a better way to do things. They break off into sessions and they talk amongst everybody and they take what your concerns are. And this, I'm reading from the Green Bay Press Gazette. This is Sophia Voigt. And advocates for early child care, K through 12, and college emphasized the need for greater state investment in education during Tony Evers' statewide Doing the Right Thing listening session tour Tuesday. He joined about 150 people at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay STEM Innovation Center to get more ideas for the two-year budget he will propose in February. Now, he just had one in Kenosha. Really good turnout for these. Like 150 people to go and talk about this stuff. It's not just like, you know, 10 really excited folks. It's just, you know, it's a bunch of people. Here's a quote from Tony Evers. "We don't expect our school districts to have to go to referendum every 2 years and roll the dice as to whether they have enough money," Evers told the crowd. Superintendent Vicki Beyer from interim Green Bay superintendent Vicky Bayer. One-time funding just isn't going to cut it. This is in referral to the relief fund that because
COVID
pandemic relief fund.
Yeah,
funding are running out. And in 2024, these are running out. So you have to make up for it in the budget, or everybody's going to go to another referendum again and again. People seriously vote to fund their schools more overwhelmingly across the state. Imagine, oh my goodness, imagine if we used the budget surplus we have to fund the schools like people want.
Yeah, that would be incredible, Brian. It would be truly incredible. But the Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature aren't going to do that, because apparently there's even more people calling for a flat tax. Or at least that's what they think that their constituents want. And by constituents, I mean their donors, because that's who Republicans are held beholden to. And so that's the type of proposal being sought by Republicans in the legislature, whereas Tony Evers is going out in November and December of an off year where the session hasn't even started yet. He hasn't been sworn in for his second term yet, and he's already hard at work saying, okay, how can I listen to my constituents and try to get their desires, their wants, their priorities into the upcoming two-year budget cycle? And it's incredible that we're going to have a stalemate because of these gerrymandered maps, that it's just going to be, that's not what we're going to do. Republicans are just going to say, no, that's not what we're doing. And that's where it's going to get left at.
And here's the thing. He's actually coming in, I don't know, prepared. Because the guy's reelected in November, and he has until February to go and propose this budget, right? Mm-hmm. So in the time being, he's going in, I don't know, preparing and collecting data and information from the actual people who this affects in the actual places where it will affect them, and getting input from them. So he actually has, again, plausible deniability. Point is that no matter what he's doing, he's showing you that he's willing to listen to anybody about this budget. If you want to go and you have a differing idea and you don't think that schools should be funded at all and you should do all voucher stuff and that government should be thrown out, then great. Bring your better ideas to the Governor Evers listening session. They will listen to you, because the point is he's there to listen.
Well, I'm just going to point out, I don't think those are better ideas. They may be ideas, Brian, but those aren't better ideas. I'm just going to say.
If you believe you have better ideas, then put them on the table and have your peers talk to you about them in front of
them. Go have a conversation about
sessions.
Yeah, and have them discuss and see what the other feedback is from other members of your community at these listening sessions about something like a flat tax. If that's truly what you believe, justify it, how that is beneficial for the community of Green Bay or Kenosha or wherever these next listening sessions are going to be for the governor. Because I'm sorry, I have a hard time believing that cutting taxes that drastically is beneficial when you still want to see the investment as communities in their public schools, in their roads, and in everything that government can deliver on. And it's just a very stark contrast. It's going to be very interesting to see. Governor Tony Evers will give a budget proposal address at the beginning of February. So it's going to be coming up quick. We've got a statewide Supreme Court race that's going to be on the ballot for that primary in February. And the April election and the budget session are going to be here before we know it, folks. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're wrapping up. We've got two more segments left in this show, but 2022 is coming to a close fast. If you want to join, share a tangent with us in the meantime, 844-967-2789. You can follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents and give us a call.
Breaking news. There's a winter storm ahead. We're coming very, very soon.
It's cold out. We'll be right back. This is Dueling Tangents.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Don't get tackled by high prices during the Packer game. Head to Jammer's Bar and Grill on Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids. With specials starting an hour before kickoff and lasting until the final whistle, you have plenty of time to enjoy $2 brews, $1 off mixers, and free peanuts. Plus, anytime there's a score in the game, Jammer Slammers are only 50 cents. Don't forget about the food, great burgers, sandwiches, and apps. Head over to Jammer's Bar and Grill for fun with family and friends and cheer on Wisconsin's favorite team. Jammer's Bar and Grill, Eagle Road, Wisconsin Rapids.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wood County Health Department is providing free at-home COVID-19 test kits and KN95 or similar masks for the community ahead of holiday gatherings. Masks come in both child and adult sizes. These items are available to any individual or establishment in Wood County while supplies last. You can order the supplies through the Wood County Health Department's website or pick them up at libraries in Wisconsin Rapids, Pittsville, Arpin, Vesper, Nakusa, and Marshfield. Driving in Wisconsin today and tomorrow will probably be difficult. In fact, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking drivers to be very cautious with their holiday travel. Driving may not even be possible in some parts of Wisconsin tomorrow because of the potential for blizzard conditions. 3 to 7 inches of snow are expected with wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour and wind chills as low as 35 below. Visit 511wi.gov for road conditions. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Chance of snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High of 9, northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for snow again, tonight 7 below, overcast. High of 1, tomorrow, snow likely. About an inch of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 3 below.
For any travels over the holiday weekend.
Don't forget to yell at everybody who's going slower and to lose your mind that you're not getting there on time. Also, the weather outside is weather. So,
I did a little driving around myself this morning, Brian, and I'm not trying to be like a non-alarmist. Like, I know there's still like portions of the system that are coming, but I was kind of like, There's a whole lot of Wisconsin weather. That's kind of just what it is. But blizzard conditions, not safe to be outside
it's
of the
still,
cold.
It's still a blizzard. Like, it's still a blizzard. But again, people, you live in Wisconsin.
Lived here my whole life.
It is winter. It is officially winter now. And, I mean, again, I grew up in Rochester, New York, and like, my formative years in New Hampshire. Like, this is... Like, freaking don't live there then. Just go elsewhere. There's cheap land, other places that are warmer with mosquitoes
And there's like reptiles and like alligators and snakes. Look, and all that. I don't live there for a reason. The cold keeps the cold blooded weird animals away. I don't want those coming into my house. Stay away.
Look, man, you take the good, you take the bad. We did that the other day.
We did that the other day. We're not doing that again.
We're not going back.
But Brian, it is a very – it's an interesting time of year where everybody, I feel like right now, is kind of doing a year in review of a variety of different things. You got your Spotify Premium going through, your Unwrapped for Spotify. You get all of these are the books I read this year lists from a lot of different people. And one of the things that I've been keeping an eye on is there's just some of these excellent two online of takes. Because some people are just too online, so they share out these arguments then from spending too much time online, and you get interesting things like Michael Barbaro of the New York Times just being like, well, this isn't the Staten Island local paper. This is the New York Times. We're not the ones doing the research for a congressional candidate like, you guys, I don't know, George Santos.
You guys should do your own research on these topics if you want to see them covered.
I'm like, making a podcast that talks a little bit like this. Welcome to the Daily.
Does he do that? Is it
yes.
great?
Yes.
Is it amazing?
That's what Michael Barbaro does on the Daily.
I can fill up at least 3 to 4 minutes per hour of deadened, dramatic pausing because I write for the New York
freaking
Times. My God.
Yeah.
What an error. So as you know, I like to listen to and follow Craig Calcaterra.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is what I'm talking about. I wanted to get into this because, you know, people have the damn liberal media. Oh, it's awful. The damn liberal media and the fake news and the lame news, the lamestream news and all this stuff. And I resent that because it blankets everything. I don't like blanket statements.
Oh, it's a lazy statement. An extremely lazy statement.
Because I'm critical of news as well. Don't forget, I was weaned on the Daily Show, which before, you know, Republicans really became their own show, the Daily Show basically lived to make fun of CNN. That's all they did was just rip apart CNN, and then CNN actually got better as a result. Oh my goodness!
Tucker Carlson's show Crossfire got canceled almost directly because Jon Stewart just tore it to shreds.
So when the media is an idiot, I like to go and point it out as well, and we should all do so because, you know, we want good journalism and things like that. So we're referring to George Santos. George Santos was elected.
We covered him earlier this week. William Walters and I discussed a little bit about what George Santos, how he got to be where he is. He's a congressman
in
New York.
Yeah. Completely lied about his entire story, and then all of that information was relatively easy to find, and everybody's playing the blame game as to how did we even get to the point of electing him, let alone electing him without any of this coming out. Did nobody report this? So I'm going to read a little bit of Craig Calcaterra's commentary because I think it's just perfect. As well.
Fire away.
So yesterday I stumbled across an exchange featuring New York Times reporter Michael Barbaro, and Eric Newcomer, a former Bloomberg reporter and now tech industry substacker, talking about those "why didn't this come out" questions in the most condescending way you can imagine. In short, they said, "We didn't break a big story earlier because you didn't pay for newspapers. And if you want to know stuff so bad, why don't you go report on it?" That's an interesting take. So here's Michael Barbaro. To everyone asking why reporters didn't dig up the George Santos story before the election, a fair question. Ask yourself when you last paid for your local newspaper, like Newsday on Long Island, which covers it day in and out. And Eric Newcomer chimes in. The reader culture where people just feel entitled to scoops is so insane. And it's... And then this guy, Michael Raggi,
just so bad thing.
This guy, Michael Raggi, jumps in and says, sorry, I feel entitled to know what's going on in my government, I guess. And he says, go find out. This is Eric Newcomer. And here's Craig Calcaterra. The sheer arrogance of this, basically you're saying if you want to know the news, you need to show some personal responsibility and find it yourself because they can't be reporting on all this stuff, you entitled ingrates, is off the charts. Like, what does entitled to scoops even mean? Yeah, people want to know what major news in a congressman-elect being a total fraud is pretty major news. Whatever led to the failure on the Santos story, how is that unreasonable? How is that entitlement? Why are these guys so condescending and crappy like this? Why not explain to people why sometimes these kinds of stories get missed? It could be, they say, as they say, a teachable moment. But they kept on going in this vein of subsequent replies to people. Here, someone takes issue with Barbaro's go support the local paper who should have covered this. I pay for my local newspaper. I also pay for George Santos's local newspaper. It's called the New York Times. It's probably worth mentioning that the Santos's district, while mostly on Long Island, also covers Queens, which last I checked was New York City. It's also probably worth mentioning that while New York Times cannot, apparently, get political reporters to cover a congressional district that is literally in their city, it had no problem over the past 6 years parachuting scores of reporters and columnists into every single small town with a diner in the Midwest in order to get the sense of the political movement or whatever the hell they think they're doing. But that's kind of beside the point. The point here is not to slam the New York Times as such. It got the story, even if it was late, and there may be some understandable reasons for it being late. I don't know. The point is, it's not ordinary citizens' fault that the media failed to get to the story earlier. Even if you assume that the most significant factor in the story being missed was a lack of resources for the press, that's not on readers and the subscription rates. That's on media companies and their owners for starving the press. In no way does it call for this kind of crappy response, but it gets worse. Here's Eric Newcomer.
Oh, Eric Newcomer, not going to take media criticism from non-subscribers anymore. Libs ordering up stories they don't pay for, or conservatives whining about slant without building any news gathering organizations. Go blank yourselves, is what Eric Newcomer has to say to pretty much everybody there then, because that's so that is one hell of a response for accurate criticism of why this story didn't break sooner, but yeah.
And then, like, former colleague of Craig Calcaterra's, again, I'm reading from Craig Calcaterra's Substack. Check it out. It's the Craig Calcaterra. It's amazing Substack. I'll show you in a second. I want to keep going with this. I don't want to go up and down. At this point, I felt like I was having a stroke, so I checked out. But former colleague Nick Stellini, press newcomer here, it did not help matters. Here's Nick. As someone who works both in media and pays for news, this petulant hissy fit of yours is embarrassing. Eric Newcomer, go.
Blaming the outlet that broke the story for failing to break it sooner is idiotic.
What if, and I know this sounds nuts, multiple people groups can be at fault at once?
Blaming the people who actually did the work is insane. All the people whining could find jobs that try to improve society instead of braying when other people fail to do it on their timeline.
And do you understand how insane it is to tell the average reader who's confused about why this information is only coming out now to teach themselves to be investigative reporters and start their own outlet? Do you understand how dismissive and arrogant that is? And my friends, he does not understand because his reply is,
I don't work for them and I am not obligated to pander to them.
That's amazing. What?
So what? That is the response from Eric Newcomer the story breaking on George Santos.
In short, what would you say you do here? What if you're having such a problem with how you're reporting, maybe don't be a reporter.
If you are a reporter that comes to a story relatively late for the time, the election came and went. The George Santos stories were out there. Had the, like you said, the district goes and falls in Queens, in New York City. where the New York Times is. You cannot just chalk it up as, oh, well, we got it eventually. There shouldn't be any criticism over this. The fact that it's the New York freaking Times. Like,
yeah.
You can't throw a hissy fit then after the fact, and then your response be, well, oh, you just need to go create your own outlets. You need to just go do this work yourself. Go find out. If you want to find out what government's doing and you don't like our coverage, go find out yourself.
Hey, you know what, Eric Newcomer? Good luck getting a job with Civic Media, because that's literally what we did. This part of what the impetus is to build this entire network that we are doing. Because if you look back at our election coverage, we literally had people, not only like, we didn't like parachute people in, hey, you know, like Earl's over at the Mandela Barnes headquarters, you know, for the concession speech, whatever. Election night party. Point is, he was there and everybody knew him because he's the local guy that's established himself locally. When we went up to Wausau, Chad Holmes could tell you about every local candidate because he went to high school with half of them. You know, we have people that could give you inside information that you can get nowhere else. And these are resources that we have and we use and we utilize. Like, my point is that this is how journalism should be executed and used to be. And honestly, when it conglomerates to a larger corporation like that, a lot of times these local things slip through the cracks, and that's how George Santos gets out. I'm not here to go and tell you that, you know, Santos slipping through the cracks in this information technology age is somehow crazy. I mean, or even like the fault of the New York Times. My point is that we should demand better, and we need to do better.
Yeah, and the model that we're trying to create here with Civic Media is a model that nobody else is really doing. Nobody is trying to invest more and more. I won't say nobody. The very few organizations are trying to do what we're doing, though, because there's been a hollowing out of the press. And when you act like that's not a contributing factor of maybe why the New York Times was even short on staff to be able to do these stories and get the accurate reporting at a timely manner before the election, that's part of the conversation too.
It's also part of why we don't have an informed populace. It's amazing how when you have the information available to you, when you have the truth and the not truth next to each other and there's nothing telling a difference other than yourself, usually people can find the truth. But if it's not there, or if it's not being reported, or if it's you have to be able to go and put it out there. So one of the parts of one of the obligations we have is to go to the callers. Let's go to see Annie in Watertown, see what Annie has to say. Annie, how you doing?
Well, I'll say Merry Christmas. Glad to hear you. Somebody alive today. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Annie.
Yes. I spent the last of my money trying to keep Watertown Paper subscribing to it, but then it got sold out to a big group. The family sold it out anyway, so I guess my $15 a month wasn't helping any. But I have contributed to the Devils when it was called for in past, so I feel good about that.
And we feel good about you, Annie. We appreciate you supporting your local media. If you listen to a Civic Media station, give us a call like Annie did, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and
Congratulations.
Brian.
You get a white Christmas, everyone.
Whoever was dreaming about it, it delivered. Christmas, we were going to have snow across the state of Wisconsin. If you are listening across the state of Wisconsin on any of the variety of civic media stations, the Shaw and Waukesha, Double Radio in Madison, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, Lake Air in Amory, or radio from the center in Richland Center, and want to contribute to Tangent before the end of the show, 844-967-2789. If you want to learn more about what we're doing, go to our website, civicmedia.us. You can sign up to learn more. And Brian.
What? Oh, God! Christmas! It's freezing so much! Just like the ones... Oh, God! It hurts so much, man! Why?
Brian's spending too much time outside with the dog. I don't know about Daisy, but Remy likes to spend a lot of time still out there.
She likes the cold, and I don't get it.
I did one round of clearing off the driveway earlier today, and Kelsey had the dog running all around the front yard. Like, he was having a blast. But folks, the days are officially getting longer. The winter solstice is beyond us.
Everything is getting better now.
All uphill from here, right?
I promise everyone.
Or all downhill.
Everything will
That's
get better.
One. That's the good one. Downhill.
Whatever,
the good
dude.
One.
Depends on if you have brakes or if you.
Nobody's listening, anyways.
if you like building character. Uphill's a good way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've built a lot of character. I feel like I have too much character sometimes.
Hence why we feel right at home here on a radio show, then.
Now, if you were to say, let's say, judge your senators by how much character they've built, and let's say you build character by, you know, achieving things and or delivering and or climbing up that hill, metaphorically, so to speak, would you say that Senator Tammy Baldwin or Ron Johnson has more character in that respect? Just ballparking it. I mean, we don't need exact figures here. I'm just saying, if you're just going to grab it, if you have a comment on it, 844-967-2789, which senator do you think has more character?
Well, it depends on what your measuring stick is for it, Brian, because if it's how often they talk about Hunter Biden's laptop, there's probably one senator in mind for you. But if you want millions of dollars for appropriations to benefit the state of Wisconsin and improve things like schools, public safety, water quality, Senator Tammy Baldwin may be the one that you think is doing a better job. Because today... Go ahead.
No, yeah, just quick note before, because we need to. But before we get to that, though, I do want to point out that let's say you do want Hunter Biden's laptop investigated and fully and have Hunter Biden fully prosecuted to that. On that score as well, Ron Johnson has failed to deliver completely and nothing has happened whatsoever in that.
Oh, no,
regard.
It's a lot of hot air talking about
it. If you did want movement on that front, he's a failure and has done nothing to make that situation move forward. Just so you know, in case you wanted to bring that up.
Anyway. The only people that Ron Johnson delivers for as a senator are Diane Hendricks, Dick and Liz Uline, and his family members that are taking benefit of the tax credits as well. That
he cool. Are you talking about the family members that have their business primarily, or at least a lot of their business, millions of dollars, let's say, probably about the same or if not more, but business dealings in China?
Right. I believe there was a lot of business dealings in China. I think primarily his kids now do real estate, so it's all
okay. Well, Ron Johnson's he made a lot of money off a business that was done in China.
He sold that one now.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying. I just thought that Hunter Biden was having problems with China. I think anyway. Let's get back to Senator Baldwin, the one with character that actually does stuff,
the one that delivers for the state of Wisconsin. Because Brian, it's important to point out as well, Republicans in the U.S. Senate saw the nature of the House of Representatives or who will be in charge of the House of Representatives in 2023. And they said, oh, crap, we better pass a government funding bill so that we don't accidentally shut down the government before those guys take over the House of Representatives. Those were the Republicans.
They will.
That was Mitch McConnell and Republicans in the U.S. Senate. They recognized the lack of ability to govern by Republicans in the House of Representatives. So we now have a $1.7 trillion with a T funding bill to fund the government through the 2023 fiscal year, Brian. It's a Christmas miracle.
Wow, it seems like it happens every year. It's like
it's weird how it always comes down to the wire.
But it wasn't as much of a political football this year. And you know what? It's really telling when Mitch McConnell's the one that's like, hey, you guys aren't doing a good job.
He can disagree with Nancy Pelosi, but he just knew that there was just no way that a Kevin McCarthy-led House of Representatives with Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene calling shots from the cheap seats, or Kevin McCarthy risking his speakership over not appeasing them. McConnell was like, yeah, we're going to work something out with the Democrats and we're going to get this funding bill passed then. And so Senator Sammy Baldwin has secured over $255 million for Wisconsin in Senate appropriations legislation. Brian, if you go check out the senator's website, I can't go through all of them because there's literally like 70 or 80 different individual items here with the actual projects that these funds are going to go and solve, like the Sister Bay and Liberty Grove fire departments. We've got, and that's up in the Green Bay area on the Door County Peninsula, University of Wisconsin, Madison, University of Wisconsin locations around the state, Fort McCoy, Prairie du Chien, like so many different things around the state of Wisconsin, getting results delivered to them because U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
So the things that we really enjoy and, are part of the fabric of Wisconsin, those are being funded thanks to Tammy Baldwin's efforts and the Democrat-led U.S. Senate. It's really interesting.
Important points to point out here, folks, at the end of the year. And if you're having those conversations with loved ones about who delivers for the state of Wisconsin and our communities.
Yeah. And again, it's all... always a good tactic when they say Hunter Biden to lean into it and say, oh yeah, well, what have they done? Has he done anything? You might want to get on that and call him. Or is he not delivering for you again? Oh, how's that fraud election? Okay. Well, you know, that had a whole investigation. Didn't get anything.
More than $1 million here in the state of Wisconsin. And
what a bunch of non-delivering losers on a stupid loser agenda. Maybe you should check your agenda or the losers that you put out there to go and put your agenda out there. Either way, Merry Christmas, everybody. Folks, Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Happy all the weather things.
Happy Thursday.
Happy not working for a while, everyone.
If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Dueling Tangents will check you out later. Until then.
Breaking. There's a storm. There's a storm.
There's snow.
Oh, God, what?
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W24 8DE, broadcasting at 97.5